From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Why are voters in Tennessee taking up the question of how judges are elected? We'll take that up.
But first, there are just 5 days left until the midterm elections, with all 435 House seats up for grabs, a number of gubernatorial races around the country, and of course, control of the U.S. Senate hanging in the balance. The latest from Real Clear Politics shows 9 Senate seats in the toss-up column. Republicans need to net 6 seats to take control in the Senate. And in our weekly Senate Tracker series, we have profiled all of those toss-ups. You can listen to those conversations at hereandnow.org. But we want to turn now to a race that's actually looking good for Democrats, and it is an open seat. It's in Michigan, where Republican Terry Lindland and Democratic Congressman Gary Peters are vying to fill the seat being vacated by retiring Democratic Senator Carl Levin. Rick Pluta is Capitol Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. He joins us now. Welcome, Rick.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, Carl Levin is a well-known figure, not just in Michigan, but all across this country. He's been around for a very long time and been in the Senate and has risen up to leadership positions. Mm-hmm. Big shoes to fill in Michigan.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, that Carl Levin is chair of the Armed Services Committee, also the Senate Investigation Subcommittee, and he's used both of those to great effect. Although I'll point out that Levin is really a, as you pointed out, a national figure, and Levin certainly was a big advocate for the auto industry, which you have to be if you're going to represent Michigan in Congress. But I suspect that our next U.S. senator, at least for a while, is going to be a little bit more Midwest-centric than the senior senator from Michigan.
Okay, well, let's talk about the candidates. And first, the Republican Terry Lindland, formerly Michigan's Secretary of State. She also served on the Republican National Committee. Let's listen to her here in a recent ad where she brings up the fact that she is a mother.
Congressman Peters says a mom like me isn't up to the job, but moms like me get things done. Let's secure the border, repeal Obamacare, and get equal pay for equal work for men and women.
Okay, so she is a mom, and she's also
talking
about a lot of things there that we've heard from Republican candidates across the country, secure the border, repeal Obamacare. But tell us more about Terry Lindland.
What Terry Lindland is trying to do is sort of jujitsu something that was kind of a pratfall on her part. She was appearing, in fact, it was on a statewide public radio call-in show, and when she was asked about a whole host of issues, she just sort of reverted to this theme that she's a mom, she has two kids. It became a bit of an internet meme, and some of the people who were playing along were people who worked for the Gary Peters campaign. And so, like I said, she tried to jujitsu that and kind of accused Gary Peters of running a quote anti-mom campaign, which he says he is not anti-mom.
Well, and her opponent, Gary Peters, also recently released an ad that was talking about family. It featured his family. Let's listen.
I'm Gary Peters, and my family sees my fiscal approach differently.
I wouldn't call them cheap, but our washing machine is older than the kit.
It still works.
Dad wears this sweatshirt everywhere.
It's comfy. The way I was brought up, you don't spend money you don't have.
Really, Dad?
I run my office.
I have to say, that's a little bit unusual coming from a Democrat to be making that case. You would think that would be a Republican ad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually, a lot of Republican and Democratic pundits that I talked to, called that the best ad of this cycle in Michigan. He's doing a couple of things there, and one of them is just kind of, lightening up an image that where, he can come off as kind of dense in an Al Gore-ish sort of way. But the other thing, too, is Gary Peters is trying to run as an independent candidate more than a Democratic candidate. So in some of the other ads, he talks about, places where he's broken with the Obama administration, even though he is certainly a Democrat in very, very good standing. And he will certainly be up there with President Obama when the president comes to visit Michigan on Saturday.
And we should note that Michigan has this governor's race as well, the incumbent Republican Governor Rick Snyder trying to keep his job. Is that expected to have an impact on the Senate race?
Well, it's kind of interesting that some Republicans were actually kind of nervous that Rick Snyder is not doing as well as they think that he ought to be in, you know, what's typically a Republican year. You know, what we see in Michigan, like, you know, a lot of Midwestern states, is that even though we're a blue state, it's a blue state that can very easily go red in the off-year elections if, as is often the case, Democrats don't turn out. And so what these Republicans would have liked to have seen is a stronger showing from Rick Snyder to maybe help boost the prospects of Terry Lynn Land and other Republicans further down on the ticket. The most recent polling, you know, shows that the governor is maybe starting to break away the Real Clear Politics average of polls, I think, has him up by about 4 points. But if you look at the Senate race, that, you know, Gary Peters, by almost every poll at this point, has a double-digit lead over Terry Lynn Land in what's supposed to be kind of a Republican year.
I want to bring you back to what you were talking about at the beginning and Carl Levin and the fact that you have a senator from Michigan. Of course, they're going to be very supportive of the auto industry. Given all that has changed in Michigan over the last several years and the bankruptcy of some of the big automakers and then the rebound of some of the big automakers, is that going to be the case going forward, that the auto industry is the most important thing for the senator from Michigan?
Yes, yes, and yes. The auto industry is still the dominant industry in Michigan. And as a matter of fact, if you even look at the increase in small businesses in Michigan, and we have had that, a lot of them are built around some type of service to the auto industry. And so you really can't be a politician from Michigan and not have real fealty to the car business in the state. And, you know, it's still a litmus test in elections to ask candidates how they would have voted on the auto rescue package. And you really kind of have to answer yes. To do otherwise is to take your fate in your hands.
Rick Pluta, Capital Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, talking with us about the Senate race there in Michigan. Rick, thank you.
Oh, great talking to you.